UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Before we make an odd transition to Governor Andy Beshear, it's the mixtape here on ESPN 680.
Cooper's mixtape. Mixtape.
Cooper Hassan.
It's just funny that open is
it
funny.
Makes me smile.
I you're damn right it does. I think we should keep it at this point.
Forever.
Yes, forever now.
Yes, as long as the show is on, the take is on.
Then there it is.
It's the opening.
The first sound is.
Coach, it's Jody Dimling again. How you had seven practices? You've talked a little bit about it. How did you come out of the abbreviated spring as far as health wise is concerned?
Yeah, I think overall we were pretty healthy. You know, Jack Pagot ended up with a collarbone.
Ah, the old Satterfield collarbone. What's up next?
What happened out of Lexington, the howling under the University of Louisville on the myriad of scandals that happened over here? Shane Bohannon is in a Mercedes-Benz. Oh, why is no one from Louisville media asking about Shane Bohannon in a Mercedes-Benz? They need to be on this, and they're up on their pedestals, and they're holy and holier than thou, and they're living in glass houses, and they're throwing stones, and they're as hypocritical as they've ever been. I see straight through you. You're just a bunch of sheep. Can we just play sheep sound effects now for the rest of the show process? Whenever
doesn't
we
this
talk,
feel good, like this is back to normalcy. This is an insane and enraged Blanket Baker on a Wednesday, whose point is not wrong, by the way.
No, there's not the Russian at least national anthem. Can we play that?
The Russian.
That's a haymaker. Keep him coming. Oh, get him, hungry dog. Gonna eat. Get him, hungry dog. That's my dog Ruby.
Ruby.
We told her go bark at the people.
She did.
She
not,
knows exactly what.
She did
she's
not
doing.
Like that dog walking by her
no,
house yesterday.
No,
didn't
she does
like
not.
It.
She's nope. A protector. It's the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7.
It's really hard from the data and how we get it in right now.
Taking a drink.
Keep going, Mitch.
Hi, friends. My name is Mrs. Miller. I'm looking around my school, and no one is here. No one is painting at the easels. No one is playing with the blocks. Do you know why no one is at school?
I should laugh at that.
Just keep going.
People out there that I know are going to smoke a J, don't pass it around. Honest to God. Think about that. The process is on the floor laughing. Don't pass it around. Get your own and keep it.
That's a really good
That's
point.
That's a real, it's a real thing.
That is upsettingly don't. How good of a point that is. That's such a good point, but it's so funny.
If you're going to, look, this is the best advice I can give you. If you're going to smoke weed, don't share it.
Wow.
I mean, do you roll smaller joints? Like, these are things that repairing lawnmowers and giving advice on smoking marijuana are two things that I never thought when I got my own talk show that I would be talking about and reading a text from a preacher that says make love in the afternoon.
Whoa. The dismount.
That's not a difficult decision. That's like the no-brainer of all time. I don't understand why anybody pulls out of these things early. What are you doing?
They could go as long as they wanted on that thing.
Wow, Diener making the mixtape here on ESPN 680 105.7.
Every day you walk in, you see him, you smile.
You talking about TJ?
All right, John Wong, you're up.
Hey, John, you look good. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, Johnny Wong sucking up to Cal.
You look good.
A tradition. Keep them coming.
Be well, Kevin.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, appreciate it.
And thank your son as well. What a nice young man you're raising there. What a nice future broadcaster in this business. That'll be fun to watch his career. I don't want to be the one to say this to you, Nick. I think you know this, and it's been beaten into your head, but you're not Jamie.
Oh, I know.
Wow.
Sorry. No, I mean it's out there. It's not sitting breaking news. You don't need to use it for that one. Boy.
Wow. Kent Taylor, wave three with a haymaker here on the mixtape. It is a take. Reminder coming up in 25 minutes, maybe 27, 28 minutes or so. Governor Andy Beshear live right here on ESPN Louisville. Keep them coming.
1-2. Texas, like, two Final Fours in 8 years, you idiot. 2020, not a Final Four. 2019, not a Final Four. 2018, not a Final Four. 2017, not a Final Four. 2016, not a Final Four. So none in the last 5 years. 2015, yes. That's 6 years. 2014, no. That's 7 years. 2013, no. That is one Final Four in the last 8 years, Texter. Sorry about your luck.
I don't want you breathing on my meat or anything like that. Like, that's ridiculous.
Take a while to finish.
437-9680. Yeah, all these people going back. Second. I thought that was second round. Second in the nation. Thank you. That is my bad. All right. Arrogance is penalized and karma is a biatch. Thank you, texters. I was going by KenPom. I saw second. And I thought it meant second round, not second in the nation. So you're right. Two in the last 8 years. None in the last five. God, I hate being wrong. Texter, let's switch gears. Because I hate being wrong, but I was wrong. What are you going to do? I tell you when I'm wrong. Thank you, Texers. You can give me all the abuse you want, but I'm now, you know, Kentucky 2014. You're an idiot. Okay, gotcha.
Now you want a guy that lives in Indiana to go, you know, chase down what's going on there in Lexington? What about Kyle Tucker? What about Mark Story? What about, you know, John Clay, Jerry Tipton, Matt Jones? Anybody that's asked for the University of Louisville to live by the same standard, I want them to live by the same standard they set for the University of Louisville. That's what I'm all asking. Where's angry Kyle Tucker during all this? I want to see the anger I see right now. Sheep.
Boy. Haymakers. Keep them coming, Mitch.
That's the soundbite we need ready at all times. Are you not entertained?
Bye. I don't think he made that noise. I don't think he made that noise, but you might have. No, I mean, I don't think the gladiator did. I don't think the gladiator made the are you not entertained?
I know which person will last longer, uh-oh, John Calipari as head coach of the University of Kentucky, uh-oh, or Vladimir Putin as president of Russia?
Oh, for crying out loud.
That's a haymaker. Jeez. Oh, next week, Mitch, put in your notepad. We need to get Buzz Baker on our show just to play these for him.
Oh, boy.
That's what we need to do. It's the mixtape on ESPN 680 1057.
All right, so anyway, Quinnipiac. Things we've learned, that Locke is right again,
Quinnipiac.
As always.
Quinnipiac.
Not as always. I made a glaring mistake in the first hour. It's Quinnipiac. Literally going to be bummed about it for the next day or two, but life goes on. Even the great ones make mistakes. Even Michael Jordan misses a shot.
Well, let's see what Chris Mack has to say. What does he think about Jay Scrubb's chances? What does he think Jay Scrubb needs to hear to be a U of L Cardinal? Is Nick in the control room and listening to the show at this point?
Sorry, someone was on the phone. My bad. What's up?
Okay.
I missed you there.
Nick.
Sorry, I took a phone. My bad.
Not answering the phone while we're on the radio.
Oh, he's so mad. When he does the smile voice, yeah. Oh, I got that like 3-4 times. He was so mad at me.
Yeah.
Keep him coming.
Text line. Honestly, zero Final Fours in the last 5 years for Cal Hurts. P.J. Washington teams that lost to Kansas freaking State and then an Auburn team with two guys. Hard to swallow. Harper had one move. Drive in, push off, shoot a floater. How can you not stop that? Yeah, I'm going to just hold off on Calipari's smack for a smidge because I just made myself look like a dope in the earlier segment.
He was humbled.
Keep him coming. He was humbled.
Pretty amazing. Us old guys can do this technology, and then I'm impressed.
I'm surprised either one. My wife set this up. I don't know who set yours up, but my wife did this for me.
I had a college student at Eric set it up for me.
Sound of the week.
God bless him.
It's the sound of the week. We bow to you, Larry Vaughn. Yes. And a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
We're going to create something lab that we can do for you.
I think that's an orgasm.
Yeah, you know, but scientifically,
okay,
I think so too.
That's the closest thing we can do to simulate that, the actual perfection. Okay, so Steve, we talked basketball.
I'm just happy to be out of the house.
Wow. A horny Steve Rummage on the almost said the drive. Good God, maybe the Rummage there. All right, keep him coming.
He's my best friend from high school. Like, I was the best man at this guy's wedding.
Okay.
I told him I got this promotion to be a producer of a radio show that primarily talks Kentucky, right? He won't listen to us.
He'd rather
listen to KSR.
Yeah, but we're not on the same time as KSR.
I know.
He's so upset. I don't care how old they are. I'll enjoy them either way.
Pat 40 here on ESPN 680-1057. Pat, have a good afternoon. We'll catch up, you know, in the next week or so, and stay safe. Always appreciate
the
time.
Sounds good, Randy. Andy, you too.
Randy.
You want to stay over here? You can sleep on the couch.
I like this dog, Ramon, is my friend. Like,
is he your friend?
We're really bonding.
Well, there you go.
I can sleep with him. Oh, gee. There it is. This beer's kicking in. No, I'm kidding. It's not.
409.
I'm kidding. It's not. Keep them coming on the mixtape on ESPN 680.
Again, the story about Steve Beshear becoming a sex symbol, I think, is kind of funny. And what a couple other radio stations
Andy
are
Beshear.
Doing. Did I say Steve?
You've,
yes,
you've been doing that. You've
I'm
been doing
so
that a
off.
Lot.
You, it's just no idea.
Is Steve Beshear a sex symbol, too?
No, I'm so off my game. Because
was he in that video?
That Kentucky mistake was so egregious that... I know, you know, I put on a front that I don't care, but I do care about being right, and that was so egregious that it's going to leave me flustered for a second.
You want to go back to that video? That
no, I'm good. I'm good. Sure. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to reset. We're going to get things right, and we'll be back here hanging with the Midday Rush on ESPN.
He was flustered and humbled on the Midday Rush. Keep him coming.
Again, I'm not going to hold anyone to anything that they say because data changes, and you make projections and opinions based on the facts in hand when you have them.
My boy, proud of you, Shorty.
In general, I feel like there needs to be a spot that is a respite from 24-hour-a-day coronavirus anxiety.
And again, the goal for this show is a distraction from the anxiety of the virus-stricken world.
He's here to lead us through.
He's gold, man. God bless. If he ever leaves us, we're gonna stop the mixtape.
Yeah.
If locked, it's done.
It
dies with him. Keep it coming here on ESPN 680-1057. Fast and Furious, Mitch.
I like bubbles. Lots and lots of bubbles. There are lots of things you can play with at home. Look, I have a bowl of ice.
You want to,
I think this guy's hilarious.
Are you on Team D-Bird?
Absolutely, I am.
Well, he did. I mean,
that's funny.
It is funny.
You can join his Twitter mob then. Fine. That's fine with me.
His Twitter mob? He has
Wait,
a Twitter
he has
mob?
A Twitter mob?
Yes. That likes all of his tweets that think he's
Whoa!
Whoa!
I don't.
There you go. Oh my gosh, he's in. He's a rate? I've never. He just dropped an F-bomb.
Keep him coming, Mitch.
My beautiful wife and I met in Augusta, Georgia. WRDW, News Channel 12. I was the weekend sports anchor. She was the lead reporter on the 11 o'clock news. Our desks were next to each other, and love. Or more accurately, lust blossomed, and we started hooking up, and eventually we started dating.
You were telling me last night that it's maybe not as hard as you think it'd be. What else are you going to do? You got time on your hands.
Well,
when we're young and dumb and good looking, at one point I brought a station camera home and put it on my dresser, and we did a little recording, and the format at the time was a format called Super VHS, which is a hybrid advanced version of VHS. And it was not Jamal Murray-esque.
Has Larry Vaught seen the Jamal Murray video?
Multiple times.
It was a wide shot, one shot, far away, but it was still fun to watch because we were young and in good shape and good looking and in love, and it captured that beautiful passion. But after about a week, how long was the tape? Oh, 5 minutes.
Having or encouraging an excessive interest in sexual matters. Purient.
After about a week, we both got petrified that if it ever ended up in the wrong hands, if either one of us got mad at the other, like basically it was like that Russian-U.S. nuclear standoff, like we're all good, but we weren't that good. We weren't engaged. We were just a couple, and neither one of us ultimately trusted the other that much to have that piece of kryptonite hanging out the world. So we jointly decided to destroy it. Together, we tore up the VHS tape, and it is gone.
God, when that went into my mouth, I was like,
that was supposed to be your communion taste.
Yeah, that might be mixtape material too.
Oh my gosh, right.
That was your communion taste, and then you went, you know what, I feel like my sins have not.
Oh my god. You know, I was like, you know what? Hey, I almost turned around and just said the F word to the guy next to me.
He knew you were recording, right? I mean,
oh god, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that was the thing. That's why it was only 5 minutes. It wasn't like start to end is 5 minutes. We were in the middle, and I said, let's capture this moment. And then we had to stop and pause.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Keep him coming, Mitch. Keep him coming.
No, Locke is freaking boring, you guys. No, why do you think he's any different than he is in the office? I mean, get real.
First of all, I cannot believe we're talking about this. You know, my parents listen to this friggin' show. But I'll entertain. I told Locke 2 questions. I don't remember. I swear, I really don't remember. I would guess it was me, but I don't know. I mean, he had access to camera equipment at the time. We both worked at a TV station. And from what I remember, he like had it at home already, and we just propped it up on his dresser and got in his bed, and we just, it was like we locked the camera down, and it was probably like a, I'm gonna guess, like a medium shot, not anything tight or gross. And you know, we watched it like 1,000 times. But then we got so nervous, we ripped the tape up, like literally physically cut the tape.
Okay, so when you rewatch the tape, I mean, is there critiquing going on? What
oh,
kind
God,
of
yeah.
conversations
it's Locke and Carolyn.
Are
you serious? I mean, he was like, you should have moved your leg over here.
We were just, Andy, I was 29. She was 25. We just looked good. Nice. That's it. We just looked good. But beyond that, that's all I remember.
I will say this. In, like, hindsight, Locke has brought up the fact that he wished we still had the tape way more than me. Like, I don't know if I've ever brought it up, but he brings it up probably once a year, maybe twice a year. I wish we still had that tape.
Keep going, Mitch. We're running out of time.
But we have a duty, an absolute duty.
So that led to the discussion Monday of who had a sex tape, and Locke.
That I did?
No, she
would have been flattered.
Sheepishly mentioned that he had one.
Of course he did. Of course, what? Why? Wait a minute. I thought we had news here. Of course he did. I mean, you that would have been a deal in Vegas they wouldn't have taken bets on because the house would have gone broke. Of course he does. And why they made it on a Thursday. Of course they have a. Of course, you can just tell. There's not a. I don't know. It's just, he's a guy that reeks sex tape. He just screams at you that they have one. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Out of curiosity, would you watch Locke and sex tape?
No, that's the worst thing you've ever said on this show.
And this is so wrong on that. I need to confront him on Monday about that. Keep him coming. A few more here on the mixtape before Governor Beshear, probably in about closer to 15 minutes here on ESPN Louisville. Go ahead, Mitch. You would watch it, would you not?
I don't think so.
Oh, stop it. Please. What do you mean you wouldn't watch it?
It's just something that
Mitch, would you watch it?
Yeah, I would.
Of course you would watch it. Yes. Yes.
She has to be horrified.
Yeah.
Horrified.
Yeah, yeah. That's life with Lachlan McClain.
My God.
What do you think about Jamal Murray's junk? I got that one, you know, whatever.
Whoa. Arrogance is penalized and karma is a biatch.
Texter, can we see young Carolyn? Sounds like she was smoking. Y'all don't understand. I mean, she looks good now. She looks great now. When I met her at age 25, she was a size zero. There was not an ounce of fat on her. She never, every shirt she wore was cut off, and so you could see her stomach. You know, man, that look. Oh, good times. Good times. And she's still got it going on now, but obviously she's in her mid-40s. There's a lot different between your mid-20s and the mid-40s. But I'll see if I can find some young Carolyn pictures. Maybe I'll throw them up there.
What a haymaker. What an absolute haymaker. Keep them coming here on ESPN 680-1057.
You could not listen to the radio with a child in the car yesterday at 3:30, despite all your options. And I was couldn't wait for Ennis to get back from commercial break fast enough.
I found things walking around outside. I found a stick. This is a really cool rock. And even a pine cone. Hey, do you know how to do a jumping jack? Here's what to do. Rocket ship. Soldier. Rocket ship. Soldier. Now, do some with me.
I did give you a mouthful.
Bob Valvano hates the SEC. I'm just saying. What are you going to do? It's facts are facts.
He's on fire this week. Yes. This man's in fuego. Keep him coming. That's Mark Ennis. I'm Andy Sweeney. It's ESPN Louisville. Again, we're simulcasting right now, waiting for Governor Bevin.
No.
Locke just texted
Bashir, me. Not Bevin.
Oh, what did I say? Did I say Bevin?
Giving people running off the road everywhere.
Especially you. Governor Bashir, good God. What a mistake to make. All right, Mitch, how many do you want to do here? We do need to take a break. We do have this video coming up, so you tell me what we need to do. We're at 5-0 right now.
Let's play 3 more.
Okay, 3 more. Okay. Go. Play one.
437-9680. So many people I want to engage with on the demanding of apologies. It's just not that I would force a battle, and I've decided.
I'm
not going to battle. Send me any text you want. I'm not going to battle
you.
You're
still sniffing around the stick.
Like, I feel like there'll be something happening by mid-May, and that may be just unrealistic hope in my part, but that would still be 5-6 weeks away for the curve to flatten and again, to at least get to the point where without fans you could have something by mid-May. But I've been accused of being too optimistic before, so where do you think, when do you think, and I won't hold you to it, just a guess.
Wow. Mitch, you haven't been around that long, but that's the biggest fib we've ever had on ESPN Louisville.
Yes.
Locke saying I've been blamed for being too optimistic.
Oh my God.
So how many are we leaving on the table this week? A couple, Mitch?
Yeah, just a couple. We'll just play one more.
All right, one more and then we'll get you out of here and we'll get you over to Governor Bashir here in a few minutes. Go ahead.
Nick just showed me the video. Oh my God. Don't do that to me while I'm on the air. How could... Oh, my... That is way more graphic than I would have anticipated. This is not how I wanted to start the show. Nick.
A big shout-out to the Sunday Morning Hangover crew. One of those three fellas passed that along.
Wow. I could... Wow. Okay, we're not gonna re-engage.
Sorry. As you were.
There you go. There is the mixtape.
That was a good one.
It was a good one. You better believe it.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.